at 3150 Highlands Parkway, Southeast Vining, Smyrna, Georgia. And ChicagoPizzaSportsGrill.com.
Huh? No, one's pepperoni, I think the bottom is cheese.
And, so we're out there? Yeah, we're out there too. We'll go, so you can see us. Oh, awesome, live! Hello, people, we're live. All right, we're live here at DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 94, and we're here in Marietta, Georgia, of course. We have Vinny Bucci to my right, the comedian. Of course, how's it feel to be here in the studio again?
It feels great, man. I haven't been live on the studio in a long time. Moosey's been calling in because of all the crazy stuff that I've been up to, but it's just great to have the whole band in the studio. Exactly. You know, you're here, I'm here, you're here. It's just great atmosphere. I love it.
It's like Hootie and the Blowfish over here. Now we have Bari over here, of course. Now Bari, of course, been on my show so many times. Now, get up for a second. Get up. You can stand up. Let Bari sit down. Bari, come here.
I don't want to sit down.
No, you have to come here. Look at this microphone. You're eating pizza. You should not stand up when you're eating. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm like a father to you, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay. You gotta wait at least half an hour before you can stand.
No, before you can swim, you know?
Oh, my God.
That's the point of the joke.
So the thing is, how was the pizza?
It's really good.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say it's about an 8. Maybe
Northern
9.
Pizza's way better than Southern pizza, right?
I like thick crust. I'm more partial to thick crust than pan.
And what I always loved, the Bari and John Richmond, owner of Rich Productions, and my daughter London... Okay, who's back home, mm-hmm. You know, in New England, snowy New England. You all have the same birthday.
Yep, same birthday.
October 15th. No, I'm kidding. October 2nd. No, actually, but my sister's birthday, October 16th. But, all right, so we're going to do the first segment. I don't know what the first segment is, but
am I
think
getting
the
up?
Are we going to debut a song by you today?
I'm going to try and get you a song.
Okay, but we're going to try to get a song by Bari, of course, tonight. And then the first segment is the... interview I have with Chucky Seymour. Chucky Seymour, No Lips, No Teeth, comes out March 14th on movieinternetchannel.yellowside.com. This is a 10-minute interview with me and Chucky Seymour, just audio. Okay, here it is right now. And we have Miss Felicia coming up, too, wherever she is.
So, this is your girl, Desi Leon, and I'm chilling with my guy, Chucky Seymour.
Yes, hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So, Chucky, tell us a little bit about your movie, No Lips, No Teeth.
Well, I have no lips, no teeth. And a lot of people in the movie.
What?
A lot of people in the movie.
A lot of people in the movie? Like mm-hmm. who?
Well, you are. Right?
Yes, yes. I am.
Yes.
Yo, I love this Desi Leon album.
I know.
You get this album?
I sure did.
Yo,
it's a
yo, she's coming out with something else in January, too.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Not January, like, I don't know. Maybe sometime in the summer. I don't know, but I just can't wait.
All right.
Anyway,
upcoming next on Bob's Hour, Chucky Seymour.
We take you here in Massachusetts, Georgia, and Rhode Island.
Nice.
Yeah. I guess I just.
And is there anything else?
I have no lips, no teeth, you know. Hey, how about you, some teeth? You have your teeth like a barrel?
Some teeth?
Yeah.
No. I got some hair you can borrow, though.
I need some hair, too. Yes. So, yeah, it was great for you to be in the movie. I don't know if we're in any scenes together. Oh, yeah, I'm in the video, though. I'm in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's my
cheers.
Name?
Everybody knows my name.
Everybody knows my name. I'll be in that. What are you doing in the song? I forget. Oh, I go, are you Chucky Seymour? Oh, everybody know my name?
Sounds about familiar.
People. I have to go around the U.S. People make fun of me, can you know?
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I have no idea.
Wait, I love your shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Psych.
Why are you talking like that?
Well, because I know lips, no teeth.
You don't have no
teeth. Look, I saw you have no lips and no teeth. Wow. Seriously. I mean, what is wrong with your face? I mean, this is Salem. Like, the sign is right friggin' above you. Do you know how to read? I mean, you can barely talk.
What's yeah, it? Visitor center's that way. You can read the sign.
You seem pretty normal to me.
That's what I say. I mean, I go around in a movie and see people or be my friend, you know? And I haven't actually make a scene with somebody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Yeah, we'll be it. It's a doctor, though. It's a doctor. Now, Dr. Shaw. Now, Dr. Shaw doesn't answer my calls anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I keep asking, Dr. Shaw, are you there? The movie's coming out pretty soon, you know? He doesn't return my call. I call him like 100 times, you know? You know, I even call him on 900 number.
Well.
I've been trying to call you for the past 3 hours because I need to come see him.
Yeah, I got all 55 of your calls. You left me numerous amount of voice messages. I gotten those. You didn't give me enough time to call you back. You've been calling me consistently for the past 3 hours. I mean, since it's so urgent, maybe you can meet me in my office in about 15 minutes. I don't know how you managed to call me from a 1-900 number.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can we expect from Chucky Seymour?
Well, I could call you on 100 number if you want. Yeah, I could call you like 200 times if you want.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
500 times?
Okay, 6,000. But I don't do any texting, no texting.
Why?
I don't know how to do texting.
Oh, I would think texting would be easier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try that. Yeah, I'll try that.
Because then you don't have to talk.
Mm. But we can expect from this movie to be natural.
For someone with no lips and no teeth, you love talking.
I do love talking. I like eating too. You know, I have a lot. I have oxtail.
Oxtail?
Yeah, I mean, we have oxtail. But you know, I can't really have that. I try to have it. But I like soup.
Really?
Rice, too. Rice.
Stew?
Rice. Rice, you know. Like, in movies, the guy, I would say mice, you know, but rice. What's some great food that you have over here?
What?
Can I get some food?
Sorry?
Some food.
I don't know.
Some great food.
I'm sorry, you said
some mice.
Mice? No, we don't serve mice, sir. Sorry.
No. Potatoes.
Tomatoes? No, what?
Some food.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't do Morse code. Speak, please.
Food.
Oh, maybe I'll be able to help you. What would you like?
Some food.
Some food.
Yeah.
You want some food? Oh, okay.
So what do you have over here?
Well, we have curry chicken, curry goat, oxtail, jerk chicken, jerk pork.
Yes, jerk chicken.
Yeah, you want that with rice? And
mice, but not mice.
I thought you said mice.
No mice.
Oh, I thought you said mice.
No mice.
Sorry.
So that's the jerk chicken with rice and beef.
Oxtail.
All right, we can do that for you.
Can we do that?
Nope.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is great. Your cousin's in the movie, too.
Yeah, shout out to TNG, Arabic Hondita, all day. You know what it is.
TNG.
Ooh, another sweet episode.
You need to have me watching this.
Be funny. Quiet. You know you love it. You love it. You're going
to
love this guy.
He's so weird.
Is she here?
I think she's here. Somewhere.
TNG? That's you? TNG? You took a seat, my daddy. You're doing an interview with me.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to teach him. See, people can understand me a lot, you know? They can understand me good, huh?
I can understand you pretty well.
Yeah. So, yeah. So here's the guy. Yeah, I have a love scene with somebody. Not you, though, but I have a love scene with this doctor, who plays this doctor, you know? I mean, that's if they want to kiss me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know? My God, you know? But the doctor, all wild women, you know what I'm saying? We had a love scene, you know? It was awesome. But yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, Melissa Bowes is in the Palalanta.
Nice.
And Benny Bucci, who's a comedian.
Nice.
He had not too nice to me in the movie, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mr. Welfnut. Farmer sneezes. Well, farmer sneezes, yeah. Two sneezes.
Remember that crazy guy in the psychiatry office I told you about? That's him right there, I swear to God.
Oh, Tucker Seymour.
The hills have eyes.
Oh, my God.
They do. The hills have eyes. Let's take a picture.
Oh, yeah. We got to put this on. I got to Instagram this thing.
And you know what? Before I'm on the Bob show and the movie, people are all nice to me now. People want to talk to my friend. If I'm on TV. Yeah.
That's how it is, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Some people, they find me, too.
Yeah?
Yes. Can they talk to you, Mom?
No, I can't even believe they'd make fun of you.
No.
No. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but hopefully being yourself, people would give me more respect, you know?
Yeah?
You know, like
Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah.
Hey, oh my God, it's you.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry for picking on you.
How come you take a hug?
I saw you on TV. You're not a bad kid.
So what do you want, my autograph?
Yes, you don't mind.
Okay. Was he still under a sneezing?
Hmm?
This is...
Tangie.
Oh, yeah, nice to meet you again. Yeah. Take a seat, Mom. Thank you. Oh, come here. She's interviewing me. Thank you.
Okay. What's going on, world? It's your girl, Desi Leon, with my girl, Tangie Urbe Condita.
Okay. Can I kiss your hand, too?
Chucky Seymour.
Thank you. I'll kiss your cheek, girl, like I kiss her cheek.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you again. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not, I tried to give 100 calls, you know. There's a thing called Up at the South in the movie, and he's not even responding to me. I'm trying to tell the movie's calling out, you know? And I tried to call him like 100 times, and I'll call you like 200, I'll call you like 300 times, okay? Okay. Thank you. And you're in the movie too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I can't wait for people to see you and me and you and all of us,
you know. Yeah, you know, it's going to be great. Yeah. It's such a, yeah.
Some people call it a Tsukishima movie, but this is called Never Let It Go. You know, if I did a sequel movie, maybe Never Let It Go to Tsukishima, yeah. Thank you very much. I know what those are. What a bunny is. You're a bunny?
You're a bunny.
That's cool. Yeah. Now Let's Repeat comes out March 14th, 8 p.m.
March 14th.
8 p.m. on MovieInternetChannel.theOtherSite.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
March 14th.
Yep. And after that, they just click No Lips, No Teeth.
No Lips, No Teeth, March 14th. Let's go.
Okay, we are live now, you know. I'm having a live pizza on the air. It's not dead pizza, you know? live pizza. Bari loves his pizza, I'm telling you, you know? And Miss Felicia loves the pizza, you know? So, hello, guys. I'm in Marietta, Georgia. I'm not in New England. It is like 75 degrees today. Up north, it's like 40 degrees. I found out from my mom today. And I'm having Chicago pizza. Never in Georgia I found deep dish pizza, but today, okay? And this pizza is so freaking good. Now, Vinny, what are you drinking over here?
This right here is just, I got a bottle of water here, and it's mixed with Mio. Some of you might be familiar with
Mio.
Mio, it's a special
type. Nemo?
No, they're still trying to find him. But the Mio here, it's like this water enhancement stuff. You squeeze it in, mix it in the water, shake it up. And it helps water taste better, you know, because most people have a hard time drinking water because they don't like the taste of it. That's why
I have a question. What do you call when Kesha drinks her own piss? What do you call that?
What do I call when Kesha drinks her own piss?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
No.
No. I guess that's why she's in rehab. Who knows?
As much as she smokes and drinks, why would she want to drink her own urine? It's probably...
Now,
steam's probably shooting out that thing.
Now, Miss Felicia, come here for a second. Now, last night I came to the premiere. Can you do what you did last night for the premiere with your teeth?
Oh, wow. I got to put this down because this is
because what you heard was my interview. Well, my character, Chuckie Seymour, had an interview with Desi Leon, who's in the movie. And she interviewed me in character, like how Ron Burgundy was in character for the interview.
Yeah.
And you're going to have me interview my own character, okay, pretty soon, coming up in the show. And we have Keith Urban on the show tonight. So, yeah, this is what Miss Felicia did yesterday.
Okay, this is what I did for No Teeth. What do I mean? No lips, no teeth. So y'all see I have the lips. I have the teeth too, right? At least that's what y'all think. But anyway, for me to eat comfortable, what I have to do, especially when I'm being intimate with Benny over here, to make him feel good, this is what I do. I take these out and lay it on the desk, on the nightstand, and I eat pizza and I eat real good. And then afterwards, then I take care of Vinny.
You know what?
It's kind of hot.
You just turned me on. I'm gonna give you a kiss. All right. Up next is appropriate song, okay? We're going to play Desi Leon, the one who interviewed Chuckie Seymour, with How Many, okay? How many slices can we have? And that's why I'm going to play the song How Many, right? Okay. And here's How Many right now. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 94.
You don't wanna fuck with me.
Hi. I'm having olives. Before it was pepperoni, now this is olives. Stuffed pizza. Can you get stuff from stuffed pizza? From Chicago, stuffed pizza?
I believe so.
Yes. I mean, this is a thick crust, you know? This is awesome. This is...
That's thick crust?
Yeah, no. What do you deep dish. Deep dish,
yeah, because that is definitely not... That crust is definitely not thick.
Well, you should know. You're Italian. I mean, you know, you Italians should know the pizza, right?
Like the back of our hands.
Okay, so what do you like better? The thin crust New York style or Chicago style?
Gotta go with the New York, man. I'm from that area, and B, New Yorkers know how to make pizza.
Okay, now...
Because that's where most of the Italians live, is in New York. So that's why they have the better pizza, no offense to Chicago.
Okay, New York Mafia or Chicago Mafia?
Dude, everything's better in the NYC. It's why everyone goes there.
I'm going to be going there Monday. I'm going to hold a sign up for Good Morning America at 7 o'clock in the morning with no lips, no teeth. And I'm going to hold a sign up behind Kathleen Hoda on Monday.
Wait a minute. You're gonna hold up a sign behind Kathleen Hoda that says no lips, no teeth.
I have a thing in my car already. I'm going to do a Good Morning America first on ABC, okay? Then I'm going to go to the Today Show window behind Kathleen Hoda and say, I love you guys, the girls. No.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're planning on holding up a sign that says no lips, no teeth behind a female correspondent, you're going to be sending a lot of mixed signals there. Yeah, so you're definitely going to get a lot of hits on YouTube. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I thought he just said one. He said the deep crust. I thought he was saying deep dust. You know, I'm about to take my teeth back out.
Oh!
Now,
so, yeah, hold this down.
Okay, now I'm going to play the next song now.
We're having a party in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
And now I'm going to play OK Now by Des Leon, because you know what? Everything's okay. And this is the second song by Des Leon. Desi Leon is from Dorchester, Rosendale area, but she has family in Atlanta. Live, Miss Felicia's taking over my show, right? Wait, I have a question, Miss Felicia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I try the hat?
Yeah, my hat. Yeah, this Untouchables. Y'all remember the gangster movie? Yeah.
Actually, I think look at this. Let me see how we look.
Untouchable.
Oh, yes. Now I'm gonna get Bari from the other room. Can someone get Bari? We're gonna debut a song. Okay. Mm. We have a song by Bari, but Bari's in here. Okay. I'm gonna ask him about Bari's song. And Bari is a longtime friend of mine. He knows my kids. He has the same birthday as my daughter, London.
Oh.
Yes. You remember my daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You remember my son too, River?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're big now, huh?
Yeah, they're big. I mean,
hi, London. Hi, River.
Yes, River's 8. London's 13, you know. And we got Bari, of course,
hey,
again.
Bari.
Yes.
Hi. Yes.
So tell me about your song now, Bari. Sit down over here for a second.
Yeah, have a seat, sir.
Have a sit in a hot seat.
In a hot seat.
No, in a hot seat. But we're in hot Atlanta.
Yeah, but it's sizzling hot, baby.
So the person who has the same birthday as John Richmond, the owner of the studio, and the same birthday as my daughter, London.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new song.
Yeah. Well, I just sent you one of my little songs. It's a cover tune from this group named Electronic.
Electronic.
Yeah, it was like comprised of what was it? One of the guys from the Pet Shop Boys.
Really?
And he got together with one of the other guys from New Order.
Really?
Yeah, and they did a song like in the '90s. It ended up in I think was that movie Cruel World, something like that. Cruel World. Brad Pitt was in it, and I covered it.
Did you meet them?
No.
No,
not yet.
Of course, I interviewed your friend Truth Hurts before. Mm-hmm. Do you still speak to Truth?
Well, she's doing pretty well, man. Pretty well.
Next time you speak to her, say that Derek should personally hi.
I will definitely tell you.
Does she remember the interview I did with her?
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. Does she have nauseating feelings about that interview?
No. She was very gracious. She actually dug that interview. She really dug that interview.
So Vinny, you don't have any nauseating thoughts about me interviewing you, right?
No, can't say that I have.
That's good.
Okay.
All right, so tell me about the song now. The song now, when did you do the song?
It's been about maybe about a year ago. I haven't really done a lot of music. No, maybe not that long ago. Maybe about 6 months ago.
So this song goes number 1 on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thanks.
How would you feel?
It would be great. It's
and do
a good
you have a video
song.
At all, too, on YouTube?
I don't have that song on video yet. I thought about shooting one for it, but I have not yet, so we'll see. I did an album, a cover tune, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to debut this song, okay, right now. Okay?
Oh, you have it?
You have the song.
Yeah, put it up.
I have a request for you live on my show. Can I do a picture video of this song so I can put on my YouTube play on the Derek Shapiro Show
sure.
by tomorrow? So if you email that song to my email, I'm going to give you my email
sure.
after you know, when they're playing it. And so I could do a YouTube video, so I could put it on my YouTube player, and I'm going to put it on all my stations, the DSS TV station, DerekShapiroShow.com.
I appreciate that.
So people can start seeing
it. Thank you very much.
Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So here's the song right now. And again, this song is called?
Disappointed.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have another name. You go by J.D. Copperfield, huh? We won't go there then, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yes. How come, by the way?
I'm making a transition from, I'm probably going to change my name at some point.
Really?
Yeah, I think I like it in terms of business because for the longest time, Bari's been the brand, but when they meet the businessman, they think, oh, the artist can't be mean. He can't be, you know, forthcoming. But I'm like, yes, the fuck he can.
Really? You know, Vinny, I think I know a name for you, too.
What?
Mr. Clean.
I'm disappointed.
Mr. Clean.
I see. I like that. No. Thank you for tying that all in.
And me, I don't know what another name, but Chucky Seymour is going to be my new name.
Okay. Chucky Seymour.
be on the show, okay? He's up next. We have another song by Desi Leona. We forgot to play this song, but first, I got a missed call from my parents. Let's see what my parents wanted. I think they're watching at home in Rhode Island. So we're going to speak to them live on the air. Let's see what my parents want.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the Derek Shapiro Show. Oh, well, you know, it's you know why? Because it's cold up there.
Cold up here?
Yeah. How cold is it up north?
Not that. What, about in the 30s?
Well, that's why it freezes. You know, get it? Freeze, you know?
Yeah, but why does it, like, all of a sudden, like, it's on year-round, they're alive, and then all of a sudden...
I have no... It's beyond my control of the technology. But this is my mother, Janice Shapiro. Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Mother.
That's Miss Felicia.
Hi, Mom.
I'm on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. And Vinny Bucci's over here. Your long-lost other son.
I apologize for the curveball you've just been thrown. Lovely to meet you, ma'am.
Now
it
shows you on doing the phone.
Yes. All right. Well, everything's okay, so I want to play the next song, Okay, by Desi Leon. Everything's okay. Don't worry about that. So here's Desi Leon right now, Okay, and we forgot to play this one before, so we're going to play it now. Everything's okay, and we got RVZ after this. We're live, of course, here. And before we get RVZ for a second, he's on deck with Erica. We're going to debut Erica, too. We have my dad on the phone. Hello, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So we're having a party over here. Of course, we have a pizza, of course. Are you and my mom having a party?
Oh, yeah, we're having a big party over here. We're going to the party every 5 minutes.
Oh, not that kind of party. Actually, after the pizza, I might go that kind of party, too.
what kind of pizza they got there? Pepperoni and mushroom?
No, pepperoni and olives, deep dish.
Yeah, Chicago pizza. Oh, deep dish. All right. again.
All right. Well, I love you. I'll speak to you later, okay?
Okay, take care.
Okay, we're going to get off easy now. Let's get off easy.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where Derek's sense of humor comes from. Everybody has a relative where they get their sense of humor from. We just found out Derek gets his from his dad because that's the kind of joke I would expect Derek to tell. So I was very, very impressed with that.
Yes. Which one did I tell?
No, the comment your dad made about we're having a party over here, I have a party every 5 minutes.
That's right.
I said I now see where you get your sense of humor from because you tell those exact same type of jokes and comments.
Exactly. Okay, let's bring it to Obviously another bald-headed guy.
Another bald-head to bald-head. We bald-headed.
Exactly. Me too. See, no
you're
hair.
Going bald. You need to go ahead and cut it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and join
it
the team,
has to
baby.
All be gone before you join the team.
Exactly.
I'm
going to rename my movie No Lips, No Teeth, No Hair, you know? Yeah. Yes. Now, obviously, let's sit down over here.
Aki.
Okay. Now, wait. Where's the lovely girl with you, the Erica lady?
Now, she had to leave.
She had to leave?
See.
How'd you meet her?
How did I meet Erica?
Yeah.
I met Erica in my dreams.
Wow. only if I can meet
my man. I was dreaming, and it happened.
How come when I dream about a girl like that?
You got to start dreaming a little bit better.
Maybe.
You got to start smoking a little weed.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's becoming legal, so.
So tell me about your song that we're going to be hearing.
Oh, Walk Away, yeah. Walk Away is, you know, like a crossover radio song.
Really?
Yeah, my single.
Now, I remember your other song we had many years ago. I forgot the name of this single.
What was that song? Bed Rest?
No.
Yeah, Bed Rest?
No. It was...
She Love Me?
No. It went number one, too. I forget. It's on the Derek
Stay Chappelle. Together.
Stay Together, yes.
Stay Together.
Now, Stay Together. What's
me and Barry did that one real nice.
Yes, you and Barry
did
that.
In K-City.
And you and Barry did this one, too?
Nah, I did this on my own pretty much with Eddie Vargas.
Okay, right here. Another part Productions?
Of, yeah,
Really?
Yeah.
So, what does the song mean?
The song means, you know, if you don't tell me how you feel, if you don't, you know, if you don't care, I'm going to walk away forever.
So,
pretty much what it's saying.
So if I don't tell you how I feel.
If you don't tell me how you feel, if you don't give me any type of sign, indication that you want me here to be with you, I have to walk away.
I want you here. I want you to
you
sit
want me
down.
Here?
Yes.
Well, Walk Away is not the song for you, baby, because we here with the Dave Shapiro show, baby.
Dave Shapiro.
We know I always called you Dave Shapiro.
I know,
Derek Shapiro.
Derek. Rashad, a.k.a. RVZ.
You see. But my new artist name is Randall Rashad.
Wait, what is it?
Randall Rashad. Yeah, I got a little grown and sexy now. So.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be Derek Rashad.
And the ladies can come out to his club and get a little R&R, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. All right. Here it is right now. Derek Shapiro Show, episode 94.
You have my permission to use that.
Double law.
right. And that was new RVZ, of course. And what's the song called again? Walk away. So I'm not going to walk away. I'm sitting down. Now, before we play Melissa Rose, you know, you're in the movie, of course. We heard the clip from you before. Tell me about your experience playing Dr. Salt.
It was a very trying role. I stayed in character because a lot of people don't know me, but that's how I am in real life. So it was very natural for me to, you know, act the way that I did. So I enjoyed it.
Wait, very natural? Like, have you acted that way before?
No, that's just how I act. That's just
really?
How I act.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I'm quiet, but that's how I act when you get to know me.
Really? That's awesome. See, that is awesome. Now, now, of course, you and Vinny had a great scene together, too, you know? Explain to each other about your scene, both of you.
The scene is where I just finished bullying Chucky Seymour in the hallway because he was scaring the living daylights out of me. So Late Night grabs me, drags me into his therapist room, office room, whatever it's called.
The hallway out there.
Hallway out there, yeah. So I'm sitting on the couch. He's talking to me, and I'm pretty much. It starts off great. Like, we're riffing back and forth, and I'm pretty much going off on Chucky Seymour again, and he's playing off everything I'm saying. And then all of a sudden,